These are the Braun Ministries announcements for February 18th, 2018. Happy birthday to Penny Elizabeth Davis. She's the one-year-old daughter of Brian Davis, who supports our apps ministry. So happy birthday to Penny. Happy birthday to Tim Mulligan up in the hinterlands of northern Arizona. His birthday is February 21st. Mark your calendars. The next deacons meeting is March 3rd from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Announcements will be handled by Deacon Larry Collins beginning March 4th. Yeah, I know what that means. Anything to get you out of saying stuff. I'm very happy with that. The next Lord's Supper celebration is March 11th. These are our Visit the Vets days for 2018. There will be no Visit the Vets today. The next one is April 15th, June 24th, August 19th, October 21st, and December 16th. So 5 dates this year. Mark your calendars for the non-resident congregation homecoming, April 27 to 29. And then a new home for Baran Ministries, we're targeting January 2021. So made a visit to a firehouse in Gilbert yesterday, and they are interested in doing a targeted burn of the house that's on our property. And so Larry Collins is going to check with the city's risk management department to see how that works. But what they do is they burn the house down, and then they take all the crap away, which would be dynamite, because that is a hefty sum when you have to pay for it. So that'll be good. So that's the next step in our work. And one of the things that I want you to see as we go through this next 3 years is that we're going to nibble away at this, because this building is something that God put away in eternity past. So he isn't up there scratching his head thinking, you know, wow, I wonder if I'm going to give this to these people. He gave us the land, he gave us the architectural plans, and he's given us at least one person who gives a damn about building it. And there will be other people who come into this ministry who give a damn about building it too, and then it will get done. And again, it's not the building, right? It's the things that we can do with that building. And as we go through the next several lessons, all the next set of several lessons is all about what we do as a congregation to help other people. Because the Christian way of living isn't about just living your life. It's also about helping other people live their lives, including the people in here. You know, the reason we're here as a church is because we're here for each other. And when, you know, I think it was funny when I stood up here in the pulpit and said, you know, everybody would be shocked if I put a bullet in my head. There were probably two people that said anything to me about that comment, right? And that's a testimony about Baran Ministries. Because if you said that to me, I would not take that lightly. That's not a comment to be taken lightly. And so there is something defective in us that has to get fixed. There's something defective in us that has to get fixed. And we know what the source of it is. You know, the source of it is the kingdom of death. The kingdom of death is successfully infiltrating us in such a way that we really don't care that much about each other. We just come, learn, and go back into our house. That's not what a church is all about, and that's not what a place that has ministries is all about. So we'll be talking about that more in the lessons, but I just wanted you to know that we're going to keep inching toward this goal and toward this project. I saw a couple of opportunities for naming rights to that facility that could earn us $2 million of the $3 million we need. There are people in Gilbert, Arizona, who wouldn't mind putting their name on that building for a couple million dollars and giving up that couple million dollars to get a tax break just for the privilege of having their name on a facility like this forever. So we're very active. When I tell you that that target date is that target date, I'm not just up here blowing smoke, that we're going to move toward that date. Because that's how faith works anyway. Faith doesn't work waiting for a pigeon to fly over its head and crap all the success onto its head. Faith is an active thing. And even though James was talking to the Jews when he talked about faith without works is meaningless, it applies just as much to the church. We can have all the faith we want, but if that faith doesn't show up in action, then there's something defective that has to get fixed. So those are the announcements for Baran Ministries for February 18th, 2018.